The theme of today's first reading and the gospel is that God's ways are far beyond our ways. We cannot hope to know exactly what God wants for us. At times we cannot even fully understand things, earthly things, let alone heavenly things. But God's wisdom indeed teaches us his ways. And our responsorial psalm was poignant at pointing that out today. We can get so caught up in our everyday lives that we forget to explore its spiritual dimension, and we neglect to ask God to intervene and to do something that we should do every day. Prosper the work of our hands. Prosper the work of our hands. You know, this last week, I had three very distinct incidences that led me to believe that God's ways are far beyond mine and far all-knowing how the everyday events of life unfold. And yet, if we remain docile to him and continually to ask him to prosper the work of our hands, to prosper the work of our discipleship, he will open up doors and avenues that wouldn't be available to us because we would simply, from our human framework, overlook them. But what is it that we are committing ourselves to when we make a decision to unreservedly follow the Lord? You know, it sooner or later will cost us all that we have, and that's where we get really fearful. Oh, it's going to cost me something. But we will acquire more than we ever hoped to receive. Let's think back to the early church for a moment. Right away, straight away after the resurrection and ascension of our Lord, this small Christian community, which starts to grow by leaps and bounds by the Holy Spirit at the birth of the church upon Pentecost, would gather to pray, to listen to the instructions of the apostles, and to celebrate the Eucharist. Wow. Which is what believers have been doing for 2,000 plus years. The community would over and over again hear the story of Jesus and want to prosper the work of their hands at the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. His teachings, his marvelous works, the good news that his death was the defeat of sin and death as we know it, for resurrection and new life. And these stories about Jesus and the breaking of the bread formed their faith, their lives, and their commitment to discipleship. And we, discipleship is what we are called to be about, mindful that it indeed will have a cost. What Jesus commands is prioritizing him as the source of our very life. It is making our love for him in ordering everything that we do. For without him, in the end, nothing matters. May God bless you. May God bless you in your commitment to being his disciple and picking up your cross and following him unreservedly to wherever he calls you.